I put an old phone in a recycling box a while ago. I checked around and found it went to one of the nation's largest phone refurbishers. It's a company called Recellular, and it's run in an old auto parts plant in Dexter, Michigan.
It's a big open space where there's a lot of room to handle the 20,000 phones that come in every day. So you need a lot of benches, you need a lot of cubby holes.
Vice President Mike Newman points to some incoming collection boxes.
Every box is a mystery. You have no idea what's in there until you open it up and start sorting it out.
Newman's company is hunting for working phones to resell here or overseas. Before that, though, his people sort and test nearly every model of phone, and workers like Myron Woods remove personal data.
Like the contacts, the voicemails, the ringtones, text messages, hit OK, and the phone cleared out. Then you, after you do all that, you make sure the phone call out, you hit the ringtone, you hit operator, then you're done.
2008, we processed almost 6 million phones, and for 2009, we're looking at more than double-digit growth yet again.
Mike Newman says of those 6 million phones, he can resell about half of them. He'd do better if people like me wouldn't keep them in drawers for so long.
The longer you wait, the less value it has. So if you move on from that old phone, as hard as it might be to part with it, it's really important that you recycle it as soon as possible. It'll do the most good.
But what about Newman's other phones? You know, the duds. Well, he has a different company near Chicago recycle them.
And here they are. Holy mackerel.
I'm now at Sims Recycling Solutions. A conveyor belt is moving thousands of phones.
There's the end of the line for your cell phones.
Mark Glavin is the VP of operations here. He says there's gold, silver, and other metals in the phones he gets from Recellular.
Cell phones get shredded into somewhat uniform-sized pieces.
Glavin sticks the pieces in an oven to burn off the plastic, and then he grinds what's left.
And that's what's left of the cell phones.
It's almost like the powder you use for a baby, except it's black.
Yes.
Glavin says there's gold and other metals in the powder, so metal companies will buy it. He also has stubborn chunks of metal that won't grind.
Those get pulled off, and then those go to the furnace room to be melted. This is appropriately named the furnace room, where all the melting goes on. It gets nice and toasty in here in the wintertime.
Wow, what are we seeing here?
After the material has been completely melted, we'll cast it into molds in about 35 to 40-pound ingots.
He'll sell metal from these ingots along with that black powder. Glavin's company recovered about 96 pounds of gold from Recellular's phones last year. That gold's worth more than $1 million. And recycling saves energy, too. Plus, it prevents pollution from gold mining. Glavin says recycling is taking off, and he can always count on people wanting the latest and greatest phones.
Pretty soon you'll have your cell phone will be a chip you put on like an earring and a watch, and there's going to be nothing left to it other than a very small piece of electronic.
And people will still swap it for the next one.
Without a doubt.
For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.